Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. Naturalchoice.net and the Natural Choice Network web companion directories have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, today I'm hoping to get some clarity and some straight talk about some of my questions and concerns about what appears to be an escalation of data mining and censorship with the technologies we have grown dependent on and don't seem to have a choice anymore to opt out. Without totally disabling, you know, all the devices we're trying to use if we don't accept it. And it's starting to drive me really crazy. Even just getting onto the Zoom call today, there was like about, you know, five more steps. And this whole kind of aspect of getting us all this stuff for free, and then things start, you know, kind of pulling in and they're asking more and more questions and there's more and more accept clauses is really concerning me. So I've asked my good friend and tech expert, Craig Walker, to join me today to help explain and in plain words as well, so I can have a better idea of what I'm actually accepting. So welcome to the show, Craig.
Well, thanks, Martha. It's really cool to be back on the air.
It's good. It's good to hear your voice on the air. And I know many are already familiar with you from your own radio show, Tech Talk, which also aired on KKNW for several years. And for those not familiar, can you give us a quick snapshot about your background in technology and how you keep up with the latest in technology? I know you have lots of associations, even though you've recently expanded your scope to also include real estate.
Yes, I have. I have been around technology for many, many years. I have been a Microsoft partner for about 25. I had a chain of computer stores, a small chain of computer stores, but a chain with a couple links, did a lot of computer repair, network configurations and repair.
Got into 3D printing and...
Absolutely, 3D printing. As you mentioned, I was the Tech Talk guy on KKNW for several years. I try to keep up. I still do some things on the side in the computer business. So I do read a lot and I keep up. And
well, you had a lot of amazing guests on that shows too, that, you know, you're still close with, and I'm sure they keep you abreast on the latest.
Absolutely. I have a great sphere, and I like to cultivate that and keep in touch with everybody, especially with what's going on right now in today's world.
Exactly. So let's start with data mining, because I think, you know, people are kind of more familiar with that term as well. And so what exactly is happening each time we accept conditions, being it downloading an app, signing into Google, or the seemingly endless other circumstances that I seem to be continually having to click on accept in order to keep my devices functioning?
Right. So data mining is really more of a process of discovering patterns in large data sets. So a lot of information and finding out what patterns people tend to go towards, like how often you go and search for cat food and how often you go and search for a foot doctor. Yeah. So it's more like patterns, whereas what I call more like data phishing or data snooping is kind of more what we're talking about.
Or data collection.
Data maybe? Collection. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that's where it's getting kind of fuzzy.
Yeah. You know, nothing is free. You mentioned free. You know, Google, Gmail is free, supposedly, and Hotmail, which they're kind of trying to get rid of and go to Live Mail. All of that is free, but how can they do that?
Yeah.
How do they offer, wow, these servers, you're talking about buildings of machinery,
yeah,
server banks and data farms. How do
the
they
infrastructure
afford to do
and all
that
the people within, that they employ that are making gobs of money.
Correct. Well, how do they do that? They do that by selling advertising. And it's a really attractive thing to tell somebody, hey, I'm going to only show your advertise. When you buy advertising from me, I'm only going to show it to people who are looking for that item. So let's go back to the cat food analogy. I just searched for cat food. I don't have any cats, but I searched for cat food on Google, and all of a sudden I go onto Facebook, and lo and behold, there are ads for cat food and all the different cat foods you can possibly want. They're all being directed right toward you. And so it's really easy for me as a Facebook advertising salesperson to go to the cat food company and say, I'm only going to feed your ads to people that are looking for cat food. So, and how does that work? Well, when you go on to that Google, you know, Google search, and then you hit the cat food salesperson, they're putting out what's called a cookie on your computer. And that's not new news. Everybody's heard about cookies, but you know, what are cookies? What are they? And
yeah, because it seems like you have to accept them if you want to, you know, get anywhere in your search. If you want to find your cat food, you're going to have to click on a cookie.
So here's something really funny.
Or a dog treat if the dogs, right?
Right. This is pretty funny. I was just like doing some research, you know, and I know what cookies are, but I just kind of wanted to get some perspectives from some of the people out there that are actually protecting people from cookies and whether they're safe or not, and how technology has changed. So I went on Norton's site, and they are and then you can't see my air quotes here, but they are a technology security company. And the first thing that popped up is, we've updated our privacy and cookie policy. I'm reading this right from the Norton site, who wants to protect you from cookies. And they say, we and our partners use cookies on this site to improve the efficiency of the navigation, to perform analytics, and also to serve more relevant advertising content to you and measure advertising performance.
Yeah.
We want to provide social media features so that when you go on your Facebook, guess what? When I go on my Facebook today, I'm going to see ads for security, for Norton, for ESET, and all of those guys, because that's what they do.
And that's supposedly what they're supposed to stop us from.
Right.
Filter. Yeah.
So I can either hit this little button here that says, yes, I agree, you can go share my information, or no, take me to the settings, and they make you go through this big, long diatribe of different things that you need to do in order to opt out.
Well, and that's what seems to be getting harder and harder and harder to do. And when you're in the middle of something and you get interrupted, and I'm constantly getting interrupted now, where it's like it's freezing everything I'm doing until I go through all the steps and you're busy doing something else or thinking about something else. And you just wind up going accept, 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 just to get back to where you were.
Absolutely.
And that's what's really, really concerning me, because I have, like I say, I have no idea what I'm accepting when I accept these conditions, but it's making it almost impossible to navigate or to go about business without all these interruptions.
Yeah. You know, I wish that more companies would do this, but there are a lot of companies out there that are, rather than having you opt out, which is basically useless, and I'm going to get into that a little bit more in just a second, but they ought to let people opt in rather than opt out, rather than having all the check boxes.
Exactly.
They shouldn't have all the check boxes already checked. They need to, you should be the one to check them to opt in. Hey, you want to know what? I'd like to have advertising for my cat food when I go over onto Facebook, because I'm looking for some new alternatives. Hey, we're going to sell this unless you uncheck the box, because you just hit accept. So we want to be able to opt in rather than opt out.
Good point.
And by doing that, you're actually holding those businesses accountable, and it's more of a balance of, like I said, making them accountable. Look, I don't want to do this. You're going to force this on me. All I want to do is look at your cat food. You know what I mean? I already know that I'm going to get it from this website. Why do I need to be fed all these different ads after I've already made my decision? And, you know, it doesn't just go to opting out. Be very careful when you get spam and it says opt out. And if you don't know the company, don't opt out. a lot of these spammers out there, they're sending you an option to opt out. Basically, what they're doing is they're using huge email lists, hundreds of thousands of people. And what you're doing by opting out, if they're already spamming you illegally, when you go to opt out, all you're doing is one thing. You're verifying to them that it's a good email address.
Yeah.
And what they're going to do, and that makes that email address even more valuable, because what do? They not only send you spam, but they also sell that email address to other people who are going to spam you. And they're going to do the same thing to other people that are going to. So once they are
verified. So how can you tell if it's a spam that's asking you to opt out in the first place?
Yeah. How did they get you in the first place? It's called, it's unsolicited email. It's against the law. They do it anyway, but don't opt out. Listeners, heed my suggestion here. Please do not opt out unless you know exactly who
you're talking to. Yeah.
If you need to know the business, if you opted in the first place and they say you can opt out after you opt in, that's different. If it's Alaska Airlines or if it's Amazon or whatever, you can opt out, but not when it's
Acme. Even though it's very difficult and takes, you know, you have to be a technology whiz in order to do that.
Right. Exactly.
And then every time you have an update, you have to do it again.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which seems to be happening more and more now too. I mean, it seemed like once a year or then it was like once every 6 months. Now it feels like almost once every 2 weeks I'm having to sign in again and, you know, do all these terms and conditions again, that it just seems to be moving so fast.
No, I hear you. I hear you completely. You know, since we're on this topic, if you don't mind me shifting over to a couple of other things like Alexa and
please do. Yeah.
So, you know, we're talking about security and does Alexa listen to you all the time? And, you know, I don't want to say anything that can get myself in trouble. All I need right now is Amazon to come and start coming after me and try to take away my new headphones, because that's about all I have. Yeah.
But this does happen. I know people that this is happening to.
Well, do they listen to you all the time? Well, yeah, you know, Amazon will say, no, we don't listen to you all the time. Well, if they don't listen to you all the time, how do they know to respond when you happen to say Alexa? Do they just like read your mind and all of a sudden, oh, he's about to say Alexa, so let's go ahead and start recording. You know, so yes, they listen all the time, and they claim that they only start recording when you know, do the wake up. It's called a wake up term or wake word. They call it a wake word.
Yeah.
Which you can set to
like your safe word.
You can call it Jane or whatever you want to call it. Then they start recording. Well, how long do they keep that recording going? What do they hear in the background? How do we know they're only recording at that time? You know, there's
nowhere to prove any. I mean, you know, nobody really knows.
I'm going to tell you a really, really quick story here about email and a big company claiming they don't do this. I have my own domains. One of them is craigcom.com. And I used to set up a separate email account for anybody that I signed up for. So Delta Airlines was Delta at craigcom.com. Alaska at craigcom.com. So I knew where all the mail coming to me was, where it was coming from.
Yeah.
And I received an ad for a little blue pill that was addressed to Delta at craigcom.com. And I called them and I said, you sold my email address. No, we didn't. We do not do that. It's against our policy. Well, only one person in the whole world has been given the email address Delta at craigcom.com, and it was Delta Airlines. And I was in an argument with them, argued. Finally, they came back after me going up three levels. We found out that one of our employees stole this list of email addresses and sold it. And we reprimanded them. And here's your free ticket. They gave me two free round trip tickets and a big apology letter and said, you were right. We sold it.
Delta, I wonder if I could use that.
Delta's policy was not to sell it, but Delta has tens of thousands of employees.
Yeah.
How do they keep the reins in on all of them? So the same thing is here with Alexa privacy and the wake word. Okay, they're only recording when you say the wake word Alexa. But wait a minute. How do we know that one of the tens of thousands of employees out there isn't pushing on the record button and listening to what you talk about all the time? They cannot police it all. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. So
anyway, that's where I am with that. There are a few things that you can do, by the way.
Yeah. Let's get into anything that we can do.
Yeah. And I know we're short of time. Yeah. We might want to do this again.
Yeah. There's definitely going to be a part two. So, cause the whole censorship is a whole nother thing. So let's have that a separate show, and let's just do all the data collection about the data stuff on this.
That sounds good. Yeah. So Facebook has a new tool. It's called the Off Facebook Activity. It's actually part of their platform. And basically, Off Facebook Activity includes any information that businesses and organizations share with them about us and our interactions with those businesses. Mm-hmm. And you can actually, there's actually things that you can turn up, turn down. I would rather look at this. And basically what it is, it's kind of adjust the ads that we show you. So you can actually turn things down. You can clear your history. You can disconnect your Off Facebook Activity history from your account. You can manage the ads that are driven to you. So those are pretty cool things that you can do that Facebook, and I'm not sure if regulation made them do this, but
yeah,
it's kind of a thing that wasn't advertised. I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly.
because their ability to sell ads for those.
Well, kind of places, it's got to be monetized some way. Absolutely. You know, and if they're just not there to help humanity, which they kind of all start talking that way.
That's right.
It's
Facebook, you can make your account private. You can make it more private. And that's just for your own security and not having people know what you do and what you're up to. And,
or use an alias name.
You can do that too.
And all your friends
have your own name. I mean, I like to share pictures of Adam and stuff like that on Facebook. But you know what? I'm going to make another recommendation. If you go on vacation, I would definitely post things when you got home.
Exactly.
You're telling everybody that your place is empty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to enjoy those pictures of the surf in Kona just as much if you post them when you get home as they will if you post them while you're there.
You could also post a vicious dog to say someone's house sitting my vicious dog. Have a Doberman pincher with big jowls.
Protected by S&W, Smith & Wesson, right? But anyway, back to our making things more secure. You can do the same thing on Google. First thing I did a long time ago is I turned off my Google's ability to track everywhere I went. I went to my tracking history on Google and found out they know every single place I've been for the last 5 years. And I could go back to a specific date and actually follow my tracks to everywhere I went. And we'll get into that a little bit more because it's a little bit complicated to get into, see all of your history, where you have been, every store you've walked into, every highway you've been on. Tracking, so you can
there's so much information out there, and there's so many reasons that people might want to might off the grid
be wanting. I would recommend going to Google Help. You can go to support.google.com. you can search for make your account more secure. Just search for those terms, and there's actually a place where it allows you to make it secure, avoid getting locked out of your account, setting up two-step verification, removing risky access to your data, turning on all of that stuff. And then I know it's tough, and sometimes we're in a hurry, but when you're wanting to, when they're asking to opt in and do cookies, and by the way, cookies are okay sometimes. If you're on a shopping cart, and you don't have cookies enabled, each time you go and shop more, your cart will be empty every time you go back to it. So some of them you need to do, but you can always clear those cookies as soon as you're done with that shopping spree. Okay. By going into your browser, you go into the settings and you just clear out the cookies. It's pretty easy. And you can also set your browsers to automatically clear your cookies every time you close.
Okay.
The problem with that is that each time you go to a website, if you have to fill out a form, you'll have to refill that form again, right?
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to do a huge favor for our listeners and me included, because these are all great ideas and stuff, but it's like you tell me and it just kind of goes right through my, my overhead. So if you could just do some kind of a short little kind of a one page steps for some of these things that you recommended that we could put on our website, that would be terrific.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can do it in a format that'll, we can just post it right up there and you'll be good to go. And
we'll, yeah. We'll, so when you can we'll open your phone and go, okay, steps. Go to this, go to settings, sure. Click on this, click on that. I mean, that's, you know, if I can follow a map like that, because I don't, you know, that stuff, I just don't retain, unfortunately.
It would be my pleasure to do that.
Oh, thank you. I think we're all saying thank you. You're a collective thank you from our entire listening audience, I bet.
It would be my pleasure. We'll get that done for you this week.
Thank you so, so much. And before we go into our break and you have some final thoughts, you're just getting your feet wet, or you're just getting launched in some real estate now too, right? Because I'm sure you can bring all this, you know, all of your knowledge into that venue as well, because there's so much going on in real estate with all the DocuSigning and this and that. I mean, that's a whole nother story, what to be careful of and to know how to navigate technology and buying and selling a home.
Absolutely. Yeah, I joined up with Keller Williams in Bellevue. I joined up when COVID hit it'll be a year coming up next month. The market is phenomenal, on fire. The reason I joined Keller Williams Bellevue is because of their security, because of their technology. The technology is amazing, and I'm able to bring in my knowledge, of many, many years of helping people. That's what I love to do. I love to help people. Yeah. Martha, you've known me for a
while. I know that
time.
About you. Yes.
That's what I do. And I really, it's just such a great company, a great feeling to go out. When I handed the keys to my first buyers from their first home and saw this look on their face, and their daughter came up and gave me a big hug. She got the room she wanted. And but to be able to bring it all that together with a company like Keller Williams that has the technology.
Yeah. And then you're not just, you know, in front of a computer all the time. You have more human interaction. And I think that's really, really wonderful. Well, we're going to have to go to our last break and we'll be right back with some closing thoughts.
What is the easiest way to say you care? Care about our planet, our health, our community, and our future. Support sustainability by supporting our business partners. Let them know that you appreciate their commitment to building a healthy place, both physically and emotionally, for generations to come. Say you found them on the Natural Choice Directory or heard them on the Natural Choice Network radio program.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
This is Eddie.
And Lillian from Longevity Foods.
And you're listening to The Natural Choice Network on
Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. So, Greg, what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, first of all, be safe. And not just when you go to the grocery store. Be safe when you're looking at your screen and you're shopping or you're surfing or researching. Be safe. If you have any questions, you can email me anytime. And I'm going to go ahead and give that out. It's CraigRWalker@gmail.com. You can get me at CraigWalker@kw.com. That's Keller Williams. And we can talk also about what we can do to keep your business safe.
Yeah.
You know, processing your payments and your payroll and keeping all of that secure too, with a great company that does a lot of charity work out there. Profits go to help putting kids through college. It's called Beyond. You can check them out at getbeyond.com. And we can talk about how we can help your business, how we can help keep your business secure, how we can help keep your surfing habits secure, and also how I can help you in anything real estate.
Your phone number?
That's okay. My phone number, call anytime, is 425-391-2000. Let's see how I can help you, because that's what I love to do.
Because it seems, you know, since COVID, so much has moved to technology and has moved to technology so fast. I think that's, that's why it's really, really important to kind of keep up with what's happening so exponentially right now.
It's not just our health we have to look out for, although we do. We need to look out for our security and who's watching us and how are they watching us and how can we regain control over that. Big data is out there.
Yeah,
they are in control and we need to get some of that control back.
Yeah, and how we can, you know, mobilize in that and just being aware of it in the first place, is the first step. And if anybody wants to, a really good film with Tom Hanks called The Circle, that's a big eye-opening film that gets into a lot of this as well. And interestingly enough, boy, that one kind of disappeared pretty fast too. But if you know exactly what you're looking for, you can find that. Tom Hanks, The Circle, great, great film about a technology company that, not exactly what people thought they were, but good thing for everyone to be aware of, but, not scared. Technology is a great tool. We just want to make sure it's not misused and that our own interests are being watched over and not just special interests. You can also just keyword search Craig Walker at naturalchoice.net. And you can find some information there in an archive of today's show in news and views at naturalchoice.net. You'll also find hundreds of other great resources and valuable information to help you make the best choices for you, your family, and your community. So be sure and check it out, naturalchoice.net. Well, thanks again for joining us today, Craig. Well,
thanks Always for having fun. Me, Martha. It was great.
Yeah, and a big
back on the air.
Yeah, and a big thanks to all of our listeners for choosing to join us too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively, our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air, thank you for making the natural choice.